Page 10. Reading. Exercise B. Read the newspaper article, which is based on a true story in the news. What was Phil Cooper's mistake?
Facebook saves the day. Weston. In a painful ending to an otherwise glorious vacation, Phil and Virginia Cooper and their daughters, Miranda and Grace, arrived home without the hundreds of vacation snapshots they had taken. "We'll always have our memories," said Phil. "But no pictures of our family's activities or the beautiful New England scenery and Cape Cod beaches where we spent the last 2 weeks of our summer vacation." "Phil has always been a little absent-minded, but this takes the cake," Virginia said with an affectionate smile. We were getting settled in the car for the long drive home, and Phil got out to snap one last picture of the sunset. Then he set the camera on the roof of the car while he got his jacket out of the trunk. Needless to say, the camera fell off the car as they drove off. The family discovered the camera was missing when they got home. Then, Phil suddenly remembered placing the camera on the top of the car. "I felt terrible for having been so careless, and was sure the situation was hopeless. Days had passed. The camera would have been lying on the ground through bad weather, or perhaps someone had found it and taken it home," Phil said. The camera case had the Cooper's name and address, but the camera hadn't been in the case. Last weekend, while training for an Ironman triathlon event, Adam Seacrest, 24, spotted the camera along the side of Kalman Road near Barton Beach, Massachusetts. He picked it up, looked for a name, and finding none, stashed it in his car, thinking he would try to locate the owner after his run. Once home, Seacrest turned on the camera and scrolled through the photos. "I felt sort of like a snoop, but my spying was purposeful," he said. "I was looking for clues to the owner's identity, and I was optimistic that I would find something." Soon he came across a photo of two young girls getting on a yellow school bus with the words "Weston, New Jersey" on the side. In a burst of creative thinking, Seacrest thought someone might recognize the girls, so he posted the photo on Facebook and urged his friends to share it with this message: "Do you know these kids from Weston, New Jersey? I found a camera with this photo in Barton, Massachusetts, and want to locate the owner. Please share." Facebook friends shared the photo hundreds of times. It was just a matter of time until it appeared on the Weston community page, and someone recognized Miranda and Grace and called Virginia Cooper, who contacted Seacrest first through Facebook and then by phone. The camera arrived at the Cooper's house by mail yesterday. Lots of people say social media is a meaningless waste of time, but here's an example of how powerful and useful it can be, said Seacrest.